Don't mind me doing
Love
it with
Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wind's Women of Wisdom, everyone. Today we have Louise, who's going to talk about one of my favorite things on the planet, which is what you guys are listening to now, which is my podcast. And he's going to talk about the aspects of doing a podcast a pulping way. And when it comes down to it, I've had so many technical difficulties with Blog Talk that one of the things I'm going to ask him is that he explained to us how we could do this in the best way possible, because he told me that I sounded very muffled, which is Blog Talk's and not mine. I was using a pair of Bose headphones, and so it's Blog Talk.
You sound great now, Wynn.
Well, thank you. I just had to pull the headphones out. Maybe I just forgot to plug the headphones in all the way. So I'm going to talk to Louise about how we can do a podcast appropriately without using these systems, i.e. Blog Talk, i.e. We could just do it automatically. And that leads me to my first question. My first question is, how would you recommend a novice podcaster do it with getting the feed into iTunes? I mean, what system other than Blog Talk would you recommend?
Well, there's a lot of different ways to syndicate a podcast. You can do it by putting it on iTunes. You can host it on a WordPress site. There's just so many ways. Honestly, it's endless. Blog Talk Radio is just one of them. But if you don't have the budget to be on Blog Talk Radio, then you can just put it on Libsyn, Podbean, or Blueberry. Any one of those will be fine. And it's about, you know, $15 a month, maybe $5 a month.
Is there a free option, or do we all have to upgrade and spend the cash?
The free option. Yeah, there really isn't a free option.
Free options. There are limitations to it.
Yeah, there really isn't a free option.
There really isn't a free option. That's what I was afraid of, and all my listeners were afraid of, because when you get into podcasting, you're going to have to spend money to get the appropriate feeds and stuff. Now, when we set this interview up, you have a very active group on Facebook that ceases to amaze me. I mean, all the I did check it out. And can you explain to us a little bit about that Facebook group and why you started a company based on podcasting?
Yeah, that Facebook group is definitely something that I really, really love, and I'm glad that you've noticed that it's active and useful. I'm honored to hear that. I started that group really just as a way to provide value to the world and share something that I love with the world, which is podcasting. Inside that group, people are able to get podcasting tips, coaching, help, you know, things that normally cost them money or take a very long time to get to. And my goal was to help people have something that initially was free and could basically really expedite their podcasting process and get them kind of to a place where I'm at now, but faster.
Oh, my God. You're a man of many talents, and I say a man of many talents because why originally did you start a company based off podcasting?
What's that? I'm sorry.
Why did you start a company based off podcasting?
You know, they say do what you love and the money will come.
Well, was this your dream?
It's just my dream to help people. I mean, I worked in the nonprofit for 10 years and helped homeless families manage multiple homeless shelters, apartment centers, worked with low-income married couples with children for a while. You know, before that, I tried to become a monk for many years. So my dream, my vision has always been to help people. Podcasting is just one other thing that I'm doing now, along with all the other
And of course, the call just drops. And that's amazing to me that the call just drops. So I'm going to plug my headphones back in and see what, see if they called back in because the call just literally drops. It's not my end, but what we were talking about is podcasting and how to do it correctly. And see, this is why I need a completely new system because the call dropped on me. I have not had that happen in a very long time, and hopefully someone will help me develop this podcast into a movement because I don't necessarily think that YouTube is going to stick around, and I don't necessarily think a blog post is going to stick around. I mean, how I like to learn personally is do auditory learning. So if I can hear things, they can stick in my head a little bit better due to my cerebral palsy. And so I hope that for those of you who are listening today, I hope that you understand the value of podcasting for all of us. And I'm sorry the call just dropped. Hopefully he calls back in. But this is why I need a totally different system. You saw it right for your own two eyes. I mean, I'm sitting back here trying to do an interview, and we've had technical difficulties. And so hopefully he calls back in. If he does, I'm sitting right here. So one of my favorite things to do on a weekday morning is sit and listen to a podcast because I feel like might as well educate yourself while you're doing other things. And my favorite podcast in the whole line, well, I have two actually. They're both having to do with book publishing. One is Joanna Penn, and other the Creative Penn, or JF Penn, as she's known also. And the other one is Marketing Self-Publishing with Simon. And so those are my two favorite podcasts, and the one educational special needs podcast I enjoy, which I haven't listened to today's episode yet, is Bringing Up Betty. And Bringing Up Betty is a cross between explaining their story and interviewing other parents with who have disabled kids. And I am interested if bringing up Betty, here's this. I would love to have her on my show. And 9 times out of 10, people say when I'm honored to be on your show. Nine times out of 10, I do get that. On the occasional, I get I'm too busy, or I get no, because I don't have that like, no, and trust factor yet, which that is something I need to build up, and that is something I need to do, which I am coming to find out that it's very easy for me to do no like and trust factor. And so I encourage you to Google today's guest, and I encourage you to join his podcasting because there's a million of them out there. But as I said before the call dropped, his Facebook group is very active, and do what you love, money will come, is the great adage of the morning. And despite the technical difficulties of Blog Talk, that I are out of my control, you guys know I try, but it's people land up disliking Blog Talk. Now I can see why. Now I can see why I have tried the paid option, I have tried the free option, but I can't do it anymore. So eventually we're going to be redoing this podcast. I'm in the process of redoing this podcast as we speak, making it bigger, better. As I said yesterday, backup options are going to be Podcast Garden or Pod Machine. I'm looking at it right now, and I believe Pod Machine has a feed to iTunes. I know Podcast Garden does, and I know that I'm already in Podcast Garden in iTunes. I just have to switch it as to my picture, and Blog Talk will be the backup option because there's no pin to a Blog Talk number except on my end. On the guest end, it's no pin. So my options are Zoom, Zoom, Skype, and a call-in number, which is Blog Talk. So if you guys get new information from me, that means we're updating podcast. Again, options to do interviews are Zoom, Skype, and then Blog Talk. Blog Talk being the last one, Blog Talk being the last resort. So on the occasion, and how I'm going to upload those Zoom and Skype interviews is through Podcast Garden, which you can't necessarily have a call-in show on Podcast Garden. You can't necessarily see your stats either. But 9 times out of 10, with my international guests, they can't call in anyway. So I just figured Zoom or Skype would be easier on me, and the sound quality would be better. And of course, then we don't have to deal with Blog Talk and its technology gremlins or phobias. I think it had gremlins in it this morning. I don't know what's going on. But I tried Google Hangouts. They worked for a while, but Google Hangouts is going the way of the dinosaur. And I'm actually, I know a couple of people that do it on Blab. That's how Louise and I met, is on Blab. So I know a couple of people that do it on Blab, but straight after this podcast, I'm going to get Louise's book, because Louise's book has ways to monetize the podcast and get it out there, and I'm going to get that to get myself off Blog Talk and to get myself off the gremlins of Blog Talk, because I hate Blog Talk. I truly do. I mean, I've never had a call drop on Skype, never had a call drop on Fuse, which I did yesterday for something, and then never had a call drop on Zoom. I've had calls drop on Blog Talk. I think they're too big for what I need. I need the power, and I need the good sound quality. I don't know if I told you this, but those who know me really well, know that I am a young woman who not only has cerebral palsy, but has a brain bleed and affinity to good quality sound. Now, I don't know if it's my headphones. Well, partially that's because my dad was a sound mixer, so of course he's in the good quality sound too, still to this day. And he worked for some of the big time names like Bob Dylan. So of course, doing those concerts, you kind of have to have excellent sound quality. So that's why I am such an affinity for good sound. And I don't know if it's my headphones are acting up or something else, but I just plug them in all the way. So if you guys can hear me, let me know. I'm all over Facebook. Louise is absolutely all over Facebook. Louise, if you're listening, I'm so sorry. Blog Talk did its very act and dropped you out of the conversation. And so we're going to have to reschedule this one, because I was about to have a good conversation with Louise. That's podcasting. And so typical. The day I have podcasting on brain on Blog Talk, Blog Talk does its magical thing of dropping calls, and it's like, ugh. That's why I need help with this. Women of too big for Blog Talk, and that's why I'm looking for another system. Podcast Garden and Pod Machine, I think it is gonna be it. And those are going to be my two options for the new year, and then Blog Talk is going to be the backup option because I can't do it. So, that being said, there's a lot of them out there. Podbean, that Louise did mention, is another one, and so I want you guys to dip your foot in the water and podcasting, because podcasting is a great way to tell a story. And as I said, bringing up Betty, the blocking self-publishing podcast with Simon is a fabulous podcast. The Creative Pen is a fabulous podcast, and that comes out on Mondays. Bringing Up Betty comes out on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and the Rocking Sub publishing is on today, which is Thursday, and then my podcast is practically daily, and my podcast can also be found here and also in a feed called feed on iTunes, which will be the same podcast garden. It's just I just have to switch the picture. And so if anyone has any brilliant ideas as to help me out here with my podcast, please let me know. I'm on every single little social media known to man, and please help me with Wins the Women of Wisdom, because I'm really getting tired of blog talk, and that's why I am giving up the whole live interview thing, because blog talk can't handle it anymore. So I, not to say I don't love you guys, not to say that I don't like to do live interviews, I do, but it's I am having problems with blog talk. So for those of you who are listening, and for those of you who are going to give me crap about not being on blog talk, that's the whole reason. It's not because I don't like doing live interviews. It's because of I need a more stable system, and Skype and Zoom and Box Talk are going to be the more stable system. So, that being said, you can find me at Wynn, Win Charles, charles.com, and then we can work with that, or Win, WINCHARLES .wix/WinCharles is my new website. And of course, you can find me on Facebook under Win Charles, or Win K Charles is actually my Facebook page. And go like it, and we'll communicate with there. You can find me on Twitter at Win Kelly Charles, and then that is WINCHARLES. And I appreciate the support of you guys listening to my podcast, and also you who subscribe to it in iTunes. Please leave a review of it. And so that's the story behind Women of Wisdom, and I will eventually go no November, starting November 18th, to do podcast on Zoom and Skype. I have one on November 18th. And so I hope it works out, and I'm actually really excited about that one. I can't tell you who's going to be on Wins the Women of Wisdom, but it's going to be really interesting. And so I appreciate the support, and I appreciate all you guys for your support of my books and Wins the Women of Wisdom.